You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM, the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, the fastest growing breakfast show in all of Cape Town. Today, I am speaking to the most wonderful Tinus Jansen from Rensburg, and he is here because it's Tuesday, which means it's time for Tech Talk with Tinus. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you yet again. You and your beard are in the studio. Today, we're talking about something that I find really, really interesting, a new breakthrough, which will lead to cleaner energy or more access to these things. But you spoke about drilling.
Yes.
And I honestly thought you were talking about dentistry, but it's not that. It's not that at all.
Yes. So geothermal energy is one of the cleanest forms of energy that we've got. The likes of Iceland run predominantly just off of geothermal, but it's difficult to access, right? Because it's usually just available close to essentially cracks in the earth. So where there are tectonic plates that meet this super hot kind of inner molten
magma.
Kind of part of the core and the mantle that then bubble up and it creates a lot of heat in the rock above it that then essentially comes up as gas, and we use that to generate electricity.
Yep.
That's obviously completely green because it's being released by the earth in any case, and we use it essentially to create a lot of energy. However, it's, as I said, difficult to access. So there's a company called Quaze Energy, and they are now testing in the live environment new ways of actually getting to geothermal energy. So the biggest way of doing that is drilling in the kind of old sense of the word, you know, how you would drill for oil or in a down a mining shaft or whatever the case might be. However, that's not very clean in the first place. And the problem with that when it comes to geothermal is you have to go very, very deep. And that obviously becomes very expensive.
Sure.
So if you're not at one of these faults in the tectonic plates, it's very difficult to get down to what they call super hot rock, which is where most geothermal energy actually comes from. And that's where we need to get to. So they have invented a new way of drilling with millimeter waves. Now, this is essentially energy wave that's concentrated at the tip of what they call a gyrotron. So imagine like an oil drill, except there's no like diamond tipped bit that is actually going into the rock. They use millimeter waves to essentially vaporize the rock that they're drilling through. It sounds like science fiction, I know.
Well, a lot of the things you tell me does. So,
yeah, I mean, it just makes me think of, I don't know if you ever saw that film, The Core.
Yes.
Where that's kind of essentially what they were doing, like vaporizing the rock they were going down, you know, through the earth. That is kind of what is happening with these millimeter waves.
Life imitating art, you say?
100%. And science fiction always predicting the future. And the point of this is, first of all, there's no bits and pieces that are drilled up, you know, it's very expensive to actually drill through rock. And this is essentially just using a lot of energy to create these millimeter waves. And it drills down and it has to get to about 5,000 to 10,000 feet if you're not close to a tectonic plate to get down to these geothermal vents. And they think that they are doing it. And they've already proven in the lab and in the field that these millimeter wave gyrotrons can actually drill through rock by vaporizing it. It's a fascinating process to watch. And again, it's like science fiction. There's a lot of videos online, go check it out. But it's a very fascinating technology that's hopefully going to mean way more geothermal energy, because geothermal energy is endless.
Yeah, Earth is producing it just because.
No, exactly. It's going to be billions and billions of years before
it
runs out.
Part of the natural process of the evolution of our planet.
Exactly. So these things drill up to a 10-foot wide hole by vaporizing the rock beneath it. And they think that they are going to push the first electrons into the electrical grid by 2028, 2029. So it's around the corner.
That's just not that far away.
Yeah, exactly. And they are testing this out in the middle of nowhere in Texas. And, you know, obviously there, you know, it's not close to a tectonic plate. There's no geothermal energy. And it's famous for having drilled for oil all these years. And they are going to show that you don't need to actually drill through the rock. You can use these millimeter waves to get down.
Wow. Yet again, you have managed to drop my lower jaw. You can catch more from Tinus and his buddies at Bandwidth Blog. Next week, he'll be here Tuesday. You can catch us because it's Tech Talk Tuesday. We're going to head back to the music right after these.